The rain may be canceling many outdoor events, but not for the Jewish community in Middle Tennessee. This week marks the harvest holiday of Sukkot, where people build temporary structures that are very much not rainproof. But as WPLN's Emily Siner explains, getting wet is kind of the point.
The week-long holiday is supposed to recreate the experience of the Israelites wandering in the desert. So by constructing these huts from often flimsy organic materials and then spending a lot of time in them, it evokes a feeling of transience and being in the elements. And the elements did come as the Akiva Jewish Day School was finishing up construction this weekend on their student sukkah.
And so in the pouring rain, we just finished putting the sukkah together, and it was a really fun and magical experience.
Julie Fortune is the director of admissions and outreach at the Akiva School. She says they've held off on fully decking out their sukkah, which is big enough to host a community dinner later in the week. Students made mobiles and paper chains, and those definitely don't do well in the rain. But the dinner is still on.
Even if it's a little wet and a little drizzly, you can still have dinner and or lunch in the sukkah. A lot of people still eat in the sukkah. That's really what it was all about, is making it work, you know, during times of antiquity.
Although, unlike antiquity, this dinner does have an indoor rain plan if the weather gets really bad. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.